And this is Alabama Public Radio News. I'm Ryan Vasquez. A third-party audit of the oil spill settlement program finds the program has correctly processed 99.5% of claims. The audit, conducted by Chicago-based McGladrey LLP, concluded the program is well-designed and appropriate and made no major recommendations for improvement. The audit has become a focal point for BP in its fight to remove claims administrator Patrick Juneau and challenge the settlement program, which it claims is riddled with fraud and errors. The state of Alabama wants you to think small when you're shopping this Saturday. Governor Robert Bentley is declaring November 29th to be Small Business Saturday in Alabama. This will be the fifth year in a row that the state has put small business owners in the limelight on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Julie McGee is the state's revenue commissioner. She says there's also a new website called Atlas Alabama to help people starting small businesses to get information tailored to meet their needs.
And it will say, here is the website that you need to go to get a state of Alabama sales tax application, because if you're going to sell products in our state, you need a sales tax application. If you're going to operate in the city of Tuscaloosa, then you're going to also need a city of Tuscaloosa business license.
Businesses in Alabama with 50 or fewer workers are considered small. There are almost 400,000 small businesses in our state, which accounted for 5,000 new jobs in 2011 alone. The season finale of Alabama Inc. airs tonight on your local Alabama Public Television. For the second straight year, the APR news team has collaborated on this television show about business. Tonight, news director Pat Duggins will introduce us to Carolyn Myers of Huntsville. She's president and co-founder of Foreign Language Services. She and her team translate documents from English into 80 other languages for their clients. The business started in 1979. Myers says back then she did a lot of translating work for the military.
There was a lot of work with DOD, with the government, with the Air Force, the Army, and it basically was because we were kind of still in that Cold War. The Iron Curtain hadn't come down, the Berlin Wall hadn't come down.
The arrival of Mercedes-Benz 20 years later expanded Meyer's client base into German, French, Japanese, and other languages. Find out how Carolyn Myers got from here to there tonight on Alabama Inc. at 10 on your local Alabama Public Television station. For this evening, expect a clear sky, lows in the upper 30s. The Gulf Coast region tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.